So for, I mean, the one this week was that the House Chair Devin Nunes basically went to the White House and got some information we now know from the White House, and then he said, oh, I found some classified information, I have to brief the President about it, and now it's all kind of unraveling. But basically what he did is he sort of took his role as the head of Intel, which is a watchdog role, and kind of turned it into a lapdog role, and that you can't do that, you're a watchdog. And so this week was a very damaging week, and it turned the House process kind of, it was like shut the ignition off. I mean, I don't know that they can recover from that.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You ran such a clean campaign, and a lot of people were really devastated about the loss.
Yeah.
So when you first heard about the Russian hacking, especially the Democratic Convention, what went through your mind?
It makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, you know, we were aware of it to some degree during the campaign. So the day that I was being nominated for Vice President of Philadelphia, Donald Trump had a press conference and said, I encourage the Russians to cyber hack Hillary to help me win the race. He said that at a press conference. And I remember hearing that and thinking, it's like fiction. Nobody would say that who wants to be president. Mm-hmm. The head of Joint Chiefs of Staff is telling us Russia is our principal adversary. Who would say this? At one point during the campaign, it was at the end of September, I woke up one morning and my cell phone was filled with really extreme and vile messages because WikiLeaks had dumped my cell phone number. I used to be the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. The Russians were able to hack into the DNC. They got my number. WikiLeaks dumped it out. And then now my voicemail filled up with really creepy messages. Everybody's had the experience of having to change their phone number. So in one sense, it wasn't a big deal. But in another sense, it did make me feel pretty paranoid. So we were aware to some degree of what was going on during the course of it. But it was really only when the intel communities all reported on the 7th of January, they put out the report summarizing it all and saying, here's what happened, that we realized the extent of it. And it kind of makes me feel sick to my stomach. I'm on two committees, foreign relations, in our diplomacy this matters, and armed services, in our military posture this matters. So I am in a lot of classified hearings where we're being kept up to date on the investigation. But I'm not part of the investigation because that's an Intel committee assignment.
Okay, we have time for one more.
Response from the Trump team is largely to dismiss this as partisan in nature. What is your sense in the Senate? Obviously Democrats are leading this, but do you have Republican consensus that there's a need for an investigation? How do you take the partisanship out of this?
Yeah, well, the Trump administration, they either say it's partisan or they say it's fake. And I can tell you, this is not fake. I'm very, very involved in this. I was a victim of it, and now I see a lot of the intel. It was not fake. And the full extent of it has not yet been completely told, but it will be. The good news in the Senate is there's a lot of bipartisanship on this. The two committees I serve on, Armed Services with Chairman McCain, Foreign Relations with Chairman Corker, they're both Republicans, but they're both very, very scrupulous about their job and about this would be a fundamental attack on the sovereignty of the United States, essentially equivalent to an act of war in the cyber domain. They're very serious about it. Lindsey Graham, other Republicans have talked seriously about it. And I'll give credit to Senator Burr. He and Mark Warner have been able to work together. And boy, we have to keep it bipartisan. That's why the House thing is blowing up, because there's no bipartisanship. But when Mark Warner and Richard Burr stand up together and they say, the Trump Tower was not wiretapped by President Obama. We can tell you, we've done the investigation, there was no wiretapping. That's so much better when it's said by a Democrat and Republican than if it were just to be said by a Democrat. So if we can keep it together and always reach the conclusions and then announce the conclusions when we can announce them in a bipartisan way, it leads the American public to have more confidence in it. And that is certainly Senator Warner's goal, and I really admire the way he's going about it.
Thank you.